We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the 3014-30. It's the audio path of totality, and now Dimitri live and dangerously local is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. Download the River Network app and click River Talk. All right, several things here. If you just joined us, you missed some incredible radio. As far as I know, I'm the only one in the media. I'm the only one anywhere saying that this Kevin Markwood story, that the guy had only two beers and propelled himself out of his seat and then catapulted over the railing, all because 38-year-old Andrew McCutchen got a hit at PNC Park for... All of this just with two beers, I ain't buying it. I am calling on Bob Nutting to release all the footage, all the video footage, so we can see how many beers his people actually sold Kevin, how many beers this guy consumed, because maybe they were given, he was given beers by the three people with him, with his fiance, or his girlfriend, I should say, and his closest friend, and a fourth person. I want the toxicology report. I want to see how much alcohol was in this guy's system, because if it was more than two beers worth, and automatically we know someone's lying. And there could be a lot more culpability here than we realize. They want to sweep this under the rug, and they're saying nothing to see here. They're, you know, we don't want to know where he was or any of these people were beforehand. We don't want to check their credit card statements to see how many rounds of drinks they were buying, if any, before the game. We don't want to check their credit cards, if they were using their credit cards to buy beer at PNC Park. I don't know if you can use a credit card to buy beer. Again, I'm not a beer drinker. All this is like the most basic rudimentary stuff. But they want to sweep all of this under the rug and say, well, he had two beers and that's why he went, you know, a little crazy. I think it sure looks like a great big lie. It sure looks like a major cover-up on the part of Bob Nutting and the Pittsburgh Pirates and the city of Pittsburgh. I can't say that it is because I don't have any smoking gun evidence. This is just one man's opinion on Dimitri 2020 LLC. That is it. But I'm telling you, these questions are deeply disturbing. We need answers. We absolutely need answers. Next. From time to time, I give you one of your fixes that you love so much, and that is Stephen Miller. And here's your latest from the Trump administration. That's Stephen Miller. Here's your latest Stephen Miller fix.
Most of your papers never covered her story when it happened. To the extent that you covered it at all, it was because President Trump forced you to cover it by highlighting it repeatedly over and over again. He had to shame you into covering it. And each and every one of you that sides over and over again with these MS-13 terrorists, to the extent that you have the financial means to do so, you all choose to live in condos or homes or houses as far away from these kinds of gangbangers as you possibly can. If I offered any one of you a rent-free home with no taxes to pay in any of these gang neighborhoods, and I said your neighbors are MS-13 terrorists or Mexican mafia or Sinaloa cartel or Tren de Aragua, I couldn't pay you to live there. But yet you, with your coverage, are trying to force innocent Americans to have these people as their neighbors, and that one day their daughter may be abducted from their home and raped and murdered. So you're not going to get an ounce of sympathy from this administration or President Trump for the terrorists who've invaded our homes and our country.
Stephen Miller, yes! I love this guy. Absolutely love this guy. The Kevin Markwood story about the two beers. I have a poll that I'm conducting among my many friends on Facebook. You can go to my Facebook profile page. That's Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. The last name is Vassilaris. It rhymes with Assilaris, except you had a V. And you will see the poll. You can also see it on the River Talk page on Facebook and also on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local Vet Group. And you can vote. Yes, you believe the official story, or no, you do not believe the official story about the two beers. And that's all it took for this poor guy to almost destroy his life. And by the way, one of my Facebook friends, David Lane, is pointing out that some people, smaller people, maybe don't need all that much beer in order to get drunk, two beers. Well, this guy played football for Wheeling University, and I believe he was a linebacker, I think. And not a small guy. And all it took was two beers for all of this, and eyewitness reports he's pouring beer all over himself. He's animated. He rockets out of his seat. He catapults over the railing because Andrew McCutchen got a hit. Where's the toxicology report? Where are the reports? Where were all of these people before the game? What were they doing during the game? Has anyone seen their credit card statements? None of this makes any sense. The two beer story makes no sense at all. Sounds like a cover-up. Sounds like a big cover-up to me. All right, next, one of the things that I am going to be starting to do here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is focusing more on local issues, including more good, positive stuff, which includes public service announcements. I'm one of the few people in radio who I think actually likes public service announcements. And so I've got a few for you. Brave Men, Inc. is presenting the Blue Tie Gala, an evening of hope, River City Ale Works. That's on Saturday at 5 o'clock. The guest speaker, Dr. Angelo Georges, full disclosure, he is my family doctor. He is a great guy, and it's being sponsored by WVU Medicine. I hope to see all of you there. I believe I'm going to be there. I think Leslie might come. She might not. We're not sure about that, but I got to wear a blue tie. And it has something to do with prostate, which is something that men have that causes them to not get any sleep at night because they got to get up all the time, go peeing or whatever. But anyway, it's a good thing. Not the peeing all night. That's a bad thing. The prostate could be a good thing. I imagine it is. But this event, it's the Blue Tie Gala, an evening of hope. River City Ale Works on Saturday, 5 o'clock. Dr. Angelo. Maya Angelou and Angelo Georges. I always get those two confused. Dr. Angelo Georges is going to be the guest. Going to be the guest speaker, and it's supporting prostate cancer testing. And so there's that. All right. Also, next, I've got another one here for you that was sent in. And by the way, I'm starting to ask people to send in their public service announcements. Send it to Dimitri, 2020 LC. The address here at the World Headquarters on Rock Hill is 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air. The zip is 43906. Again, that's Dimitri 2020 LLC, Rock Hill. The address is 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, Ohio, 43906. We got some public service announcements out of Pittsburgh. Your summer adventure starts at Carnegie Science Center, Pittsburgh's most visited museum. I did not know this. Pittsburgh's most visited museum. Journey through time and space, discover new worlds, and spark curiosity with interactive exhibits. Book now at carnegiescienceCenter.org. And let's see, journey through time and space in Buell Planetarium, discover a new world in Mars, the next giant leap, and set sail on a historic voyage aboard a World War II submarine. All Carnegie Science Center, and it's the most visited museum in Pittsburgh, which I actually did not know this. That's CarnegieScienceCenter.org. That's CarnegieScienceCenter.org. Very, very good people. Great place to take the kids. If you have a public service announcement, send it to Dimitri 2020 LLC, Rock Hill, 56325. That's 56325 High Ridge Road, Bel Air, the zip 43906. And maybe we'll see you Saturday night at the Blue Tie Gala at River City Ale Works with Dr. Angelo Georges. Not Maya Angelou, but Dr. Angelo Georges. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, fine. Next, this story with Alex By the way, Kevin Markwood, I'm doing a poll. This is something new. I'm doing a poll on Facebook. You can participate if you are on Facebook. You can go to my profile page, and you will see the poll. You can also see it on the River Talk page on Facebook. You can see it with my group, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, Dimitri 2020. And either you believe the official story about the two beers, or you do not believe the official story with the two beers. I want you to vote. Your voting is important. I want your feedback. I want to get a sense if you are buying any of this, because I am not. Next, Alex Coogan. Breaks my heart. I love this guy. I fear that he is his own worst enemy. I don't know, because I'm not a mind reader. I don't know the backstory regarding any of this. But as an outsider, as a civilian looking into what appears to be his world, it certainly looks as if he is his own worst enemy, and it breaks my heart. This is a good man. This is a very, very good man who I fear might be his own worst enemy. I hope I'm wrong, but that is my fear. One of the problems going on with Alex Coogan is that he has been arrested and charged with firing a gun at his store on National Road. Some people call it a secondhand appliance store. Others call it a terrible, terrible names. It doesn't look very nice. Alex could make it look a lot better. He chooses not to. That's his business, I guess. But the township has had all sorts of problems with Alex and his store because they think it looks terrible. And now with the accusation, and I want to stress, accusations are not convictions. Just because law enforcement claims you fired a gun in a school zone, because this is right next to the Bridgeport School, doesn't mean that he did do this. That's why we have juries. That's why we have judges. That's why we have a court system. Doesn't look real good for Alex right now. I hope everything turns out for the best. I love this guy. I feel terrible for him. Also, this was several years ago, but again, full disclosure, he had been an advertiser, not only with his restaurant, Eden Family Restaurant on the island, since closed, but their salads were great. Oh my God, their salads were great. And they had the wonderful waitress there. God, she was terrific. But also his secondhand appliance store on National Road. I was there, I met Brandon, and I reached out to Brandon, and he said, no, he doesn't want to come on and talk about this, and which I can understand. I can understand. But I also reached out to the township, to Peace Township, and I must tell you that, well, here's part of the story. DK Wright's story. Officials call Ohio Business an eyesore, and that's Alex's secondhand appliance store or junkie store, whatever you want to call it. Owner allegedly involved a drunk shooting. The local man facing charges for allegedly firing a shot near a school is also facing complaints about his business. Reliable appliance on National Road has prompted an outcry from residents about clutter and junk outside the building on both sides of the road. I can't say that I disagree with them. I'd love Alex. I want nothing but the best for him and everyone connected with the store and everyone everywhere. But I cannot dispute any of this stuff. Peace Township trustee Mike Bianconi says in all his years of public service, he's got more complaints about this store than anything else. Here's what's interesting. Now, first off, I like Mike Bianconi. Always have. Have been a Belmont County Commissioner. Always, always, always treated me right. I've never had a problem with him. He's also a very smart guy, especially with stocks. I call him the Warren Buffett of Brookside. Super smart, yes. Mike Bianconi. I'm not joking. Very, very smart with the stock market. Okay, so he's a trustee, and he is saying here in all his years of public service, he's got more complaints about this store than anything else. Okay, he's telling you it's been going on for a long time. He says people call it a mess and an eyesore, and he's spoken with Alex Coogan, then cleans up one spot but clutters another. So now the trustees, township trustees, have contacted the owners of the property who don't live in Belmont County. Here's the thing that really jumped out at me. Mike Bianconi, who I do like. Bianconi says this has been going on for a long time and has nothing to do with the shooting incident last weekend that resulted in criminal charges against Alex Coogan. Bianconi says refrigerators, washers, dryers, and lawnmowers sit outside creating a mess. He says he's been getting complaints for more than a year. More than a year. So it begs the question, Well, Mike, if you've been getting complaints for more than a year, what the hell have you done about them? Apparently next to nothing. I reached out to Mike Bianconi. Nice guy. Again, I do like the guy. And I sent him this text. Hope this finds you well. Would you like to be our guest to discuss the township's history with Coogan? And he answered, maybe, say, in about a month. Let's see what happens. Mike, you've had a year. And now there are accusations that shots are being fired in a school zone. But hey, no rush. No rush. We'll get around to it when we get around to it. Mike Bianconi. Really, Mike?